Okay, we're kicking off with another Finnish piece by Timo Alakotila again. So this is a piece called Melos. Thank you. Thank you. Quite a few of the arrangements this evening have been written by David McGuinness here, who featured on Melodica in that piece. A big round of applause for David McGuinness. And I'd like to welcome Michael Mara back, please.
Thank you very much. This next song was written for Dougie McLean. When we were very young, we were in a group together called Hen's Teeth. And it was short-lived, and then Dougie went away all over the world. I remember him coming back and saying that was the last time he was touring. And I spent all my time in one room. I quite fancied touring the world. So I wrote this song. It's called Neil Gow's Apprentice. Because Dougie comes from Dunkeld, as did Neil.
Okay.
Oh, no more will I rove, no more, it's over. Oh, no more will I rove, no more, it's done. I'll sit beneath the fiddle tree with the ghost of Neil Gow next to me. Listen, Neil, the apprentice has begun. An old man looks at his ingle nook and he wonders. Brother in a foreign land, he must remain. Deep about the life they choose, each would wear the other one's shoes. His motherland is a source of constant pain. Oh, no more will I rove, no more, it's over. Oh, no more will I rove, no more, it's done. I'll sit beneath the fiddle tree with the ghost. Neil Gow next to me. Listen, Neil, the apprentice has begun. Carry on with another Robert Burns song. This is one of my great favourites. This is a song in which Robert had the courage to assert that God is a woman. What a guy. This one was arranged by David and it's called Green Grow the Rashes.
Thank you.
but care on every hand. In every hour that passes, oh, what signifies the life of man? 24 the lassies, oh, green grow the rashes. Among the lassies, oh, a worldly race may riches chase, and richer still may fly them all. But when at last they catch them fast, the hearts can never enjoy them all. Green grow the rashes. About my dearie, oh, worldly cares and worldly men can I get top so teary, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, green grow the rashes, oh, the sweetest tears that e'er I spend spent among the lassies, oh. Old nature swears the lovely dears, the noblest work she classes, oh. Her prentice hand she tried on man, then she made the lassies, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest tears that e'er I spent are spent among the lassies. Spent among the lassies, thank you very much. I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying myself. I would like to carry on with a song which was written in Tobermory, which is pretty close to heaven. And there's a clock in Tobermory. Anybody who's been there will probably recognise it. There's a big clock. It's a bonny thing, and people meet there. And I was down there one day, and I met an interesting fellow, a young Czech guy, who wanted to be a military chaplain. And I went back to the art centre and I told Gordon McLean, who runs the place, I said, I just met an interesting guy down at the clock. He said, oh, aye, what boat is he getting? Because in Tobermory, if you ever happen to meet a beautiful woman or that, she's getting the next boat out. So I wrote this song, and this one is called The Clock. met a woman yesterday, just the gal for you. Even tempered with curly hair, she's clever too, with a smile to spare. When I asked if she'd any plans for the next thing she wanted to do, she curled her lip, swiveled her hip, and said, I leave for the boat at 1:45. She'd have met a man at the clock, perfect for Donald if true. He bets on the horses, he's definitely gay. He fashions his hair in the postmodern way. She asked him over to look at the shop and maybe to stay for his tea, but he curled his lip and he swirled his hip and said, I leave for the boat at 3:15. Stranger to enter the fold. Down at the fish farm, you let him fire the grub into that barrel of scran. I reckon this guy had a huge computer with a range of outboards in the back of his van. Said he discovered the secret of life and all we would need to survive, and he would explain, but he didn't have time. He left for the boat at 4:45.
This is a piece by the Czech composer Dvořák that he wrote for harmonium, and he wrote it for these forces that we've got here, which is why we thought it'd be nice to play it. This is one of his bagatelles. Thank you. Thank you. And this is another piece from the Caribbean. This is another Cuban piece. This was written by a 19th century black Cuban violinist who became a very famous virtuoso. He went to Paris and studied and won lots of prizes and toured a lot, wrote concertos and pieces. And this is probably his most famous piece called La Bella Cubana, which means the beautiful Cuban woman. And his name was Jose White, strangely enough. Which does sound a little English, doesn't it? I'd like to thank our sound engineer, Alex Fiennes. And Thank you very much to the Bongo Club for having us this evening. It's so nice to do this program here. And thank you to Dana, who helped organize it, Dana McLeod and Ali Hill and everyone involved. Thank you. And we're very, very nearly at the end, and we probably have to hurry off at the end quite promptly because there's something else happening at 11. So we've just got a final little set of songs with Michael Mara, please.
This song is the other half of Harped in Mist. It was written after I read the book Cloud Howe. And the principal character has lost her husband to the firing squad, and she marries a minister. But she's lost her faith in God and become interested in the ideas of Charles Darwin. And consequently, the song is called Monkey Hair.
Stronger and clear, no coward to flinch.
want a big hand for the hero. Thank you. This song comes from the Shetland Islands, of which I am very fond. I love the Shetland Islands. From the moment I arrived, I got off a ship, I went in a filling station, I bought a map of the Shetland Islands. If you buy such a thing, you get the United Kingdom in a tiny wee box at the bottom. It's worth going there for. Anyway, I did my gig, and after the gig, I was introduced to a fascinating man called Peely Wally Johnson. Yes. Peely Wally unfortunately passed away last year, and he told me his life story the night I met him for the first time. It's a great story. He said when he was young, you know, they were all fabulous musicians all round in Shetland, and Wally played the guitar, played the fiddle as well, but he excelled at the guitar. And Tom Anderson made a little crystal set, a primitive radio. And because there are no mountains in the North Atlantic Ocean, they were able to pick up a radio station from New York State called Schenectady. And that's how Willie heard the music, which changed his style of playing somewhat. He heard the music of Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. And his favorite guitarist was Eddie Lang, who played with Joe Venuti. So Willie's playing became a fascinating mixture. Has anybody noticed I'm not a purist? Willie's a perfect example of the kind of thing that I like when different things clash and something else begins, you know. So I wrote this song for him. And a little footnote, later, when he was touring America with the Boys of the Loch, one of the places they played was Schenectady. That's a beautiful circle in anybody's terms. Song is called Schenectady Calling Peely Wally Johnson. Schenectady calling, Schenectady calling. Take these notes into the night and run them by the northern lights. Transport these golden bars. Let this music touch the stars. We snuggle down into the noose. Peely Wally makes his hoose. Let this music run through his fingers. Let touch his very soul. Schenectady calling, Schenectady calling. Let the cymbals tingle in a distant ear. The signal twinkle by the precipice. That long dark night, let any line be. Sophisticated man. So to Wally, Harlem speaks. His fingers painting what his soul receives. Blessed Django comes to call, smashing down those foolish walls. The signal flies into the night. Flashes by the Lerwick lights. A nice explosion runs through his fingers and ignites his very soul. Schenectady calling, Schenectady calling. We love you madly. Schenectady calling. Thank you very much. I would personally like to thank everybody that Robert thanked as well. So I'll restrict it to that. No, it's been great fun. I would like to thank all the musicians for the past 3 days, actually. It's a real treat for me. I spend my life in solitude, generally. You noticed how hellish my timing is. Anyway, we're going to finish with a song called Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar. This song was written because I'm a very big fan of Frida Kahlo's work, and it seemed that no matter how beautiful the paintings are, there's always trouble involved. Always. I like that kind of thing. I don't know why. And I wanted to make a drawing of Frida, and she was a very handsome woman. And in the drawing, I wanted her to be happy and healthy and, above all, single. She was married to a man called Diego Rivera, who was a wonderful artist, but he was a semi-pro husband. Didn't treat her very well. And the drawing didn't turn out very well either, so I decided I would make a song instead. And yes, Frida arrives at the Pearly Gates, and she would just get straight in, but the Pearly Gates have jammed. They can't get them open. They haven't been maintaining them. They haven't been using them much recently. So St. Peter asks Frida if she would mind waiting in the interim period in the Taybridge Bar. In the Perth Road in Dundee. Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar. Scarlet light came through the window with the rain outside. It all went quiet and a vision appeared with a rose in her hair and a ring in her ear. And she says, Buenos dias, voices, looks like the place. Make my re-entry to the human race. Here I am and here hasta la vista, and I'm on my way. And Vince said she was a woman to whom life had been cruel. She lived with a fat man at the naive school. He liked his beer and he put it about. But she truly loved him till the lights went out. And then she made her way up to the Pearly Gates. She saw St. Peter, he was bumping weights. He said, hit your lift upon this falling star. Make your way down to the Taybridge Bar. There'll be no more lies and no more tears. Fat man's ears, there'll be no more tears, no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. She said she'd never been so happy in a long, long time. Mind was relaxed and her body felt fine. She said, put on Perdido, tonight's the night. I wanna dance with Jimmy Howie in the pale moonlight. There'll be no more lies, no more tears, and no more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies. Looking through the fat man's eyes.
We were all flooded with our